Now everyone's probably thinking, what in the world is this? Why were we redirected to an audio site for this? Well, the thing is, I'm not going to even try of uploading anything on YouTube, especially with their copyright restrictions nowadays. It's just not worth it. But anyways, I hope you enjoy today's audio. This is Shutterfly EQD. I will see you in the next one. Hello, everyone. It's been a long time since I talked to anyone on there. Well, of course, just about a few days ago, I updated you on Twitter, but I was kind of deciphering whether I should do this, make it into an audio clip, and let you guys listen to it, because I know it'd be a lot easier rather than reading it. But this is the idea that I had, just a whole audio, almost said video, just a whole audio clip to update you of what's going on with my life and, you know, how things are going right now. On the side of my life right now, on the side of things with that, things aren't going too good, especially with coronavirus and, you know, that going on right now still. At least they're getting vaccines out there, which is nice to see. But in regards to me and my wife and her son's life, it's not doing too good. It's rather something that I would keep to myself and not tell anyone about. If it was a close friend, then of course I would tell them. But other than that, it's something that I do not want to tell you guys. Now, getting on the side of the art things that, you know, I used to do a long time ago. At least it's been almost probably been like a year or two since I have done any artwork with the whole My Little Pony fandom. I'm still interested in the My Little Pony fandom. Like everyone says, once a brony, always a brony. And of course, there's people that join the fandom and then they end up leaving because of certain changes to the show and, you know, stuff like that. Especially when, you know, when Twilight Sparkle ended up becoming an Alicorn princess of Equestria, there was a lot of people that were a little uneasy about that. So we see fans come and go as they please, and, you know, it's something that isn't really frowned upon much because, oh, they are leaving the fandom because of certain changes that they do not like in the show. But I'm glad to see that I am still relatively interested in the entire fandom itself. You'd be surprised at how some people do return to the fandom, you know, start creating a lot more artwork. Maybe there was a certain part in their life where they had like a depressive moment and they go ahead and make artwork again. But other than that, I myself am still, I'm very dedicated, but not much anymore because of having, you know, a family and all that stuff, which I am very, very more interested in because it does keep me busy and, you know, it keeps me on my toes with things. Now, this does not mean that, you know, oh, since I have the family, I'm going to keep you guys outdated with a lot of stuff. That's not what that means, necessarily. I'm still going to come back every now and then and tell you guys what's been going on, but in regards of My Little Pony stuff, you're probably not going to be able to see anything anytime soon. I know a lot of people have been asking if I'm still doing commissions and all that stuff. I don't really do those anymore. I haven't really done a single commission for over 2 years, almost 3 years actually, because I used to do a lot of free requests for people. And, you know, I just had more ideas of my own that I wanted to get out there for creating my own art pieces, which I don't get me wrong. I did enjoy a lot of the requests, but some of them were just going a little bit off track of what I can actually handle. And you know, here and there I would create at least one or two requests each week, and of course this slows my regular artwork down, and you know, some people don't like to see certain requests, and you know, people like when it's in the Equestria side of things. They want to keep it in Equestria. There was times in the past where I get like these requests of putting characters that are not from Equestria inside of Equestria, and I would have a lot of trouble with that because my experience is only with ponies, doing pony artwork. I can't really be going off, you know, on a another fandom or going ahead and putting a non-equestria character inside of My Little Pony. It's just not really the kind of thing that I actually do. I love creating cute artwork. I love creating, you know, just the simplistic of requests. Well, I used to like that, but nowadays I'm just a full-time stepfather who really cares about his family more than anything else, and especially his wife. Yes, of course, his wife. We are doing very, very well. We're not doing very, very well, but we're doing okay, I guess you could put it at. But right now, it's not that good. We're actually struggling a little bit with a heck of a lot of things right now. And like I said, coronavirus. What's wrong, Hank? The cat's meowing at me. but yeah, it comes and goes. There's ups and downs to living on your own and all that stuff. And, you know, it's just a moment in your life where, like, holy crap, things have really struck you, and now you don't have enough free time to do anything else. I'm very happy, though, that I found the time to update you guys with a whole audio clip about, you know, what's been going on and all that kind of stuff, just to let you know what's going on with my artwork. And, you know, it's just something that I can't really predict when I'll be able to do it again, because I need to get back in the groove with Photoshop CS6. I'm still using it nowadays. I really enjoy Photoshop CS6. It's definitely the Photoshop that I am more acquainted with, and just all the shortcuts and all that seem to be a lot more or less complex to me than compared to the Now let me tell you, I tried using the other Photoshops, like the latest ones, and it's just that it's so much different, you know, changing from a different program. Well, not a different program, but changing from something that is a lot older to a lot newer. It seems like they changed a little bit too much. You know, the simplicity of everything right now with Photoshop CS6 just makes things so much faster, so much faster. Now, I'm sure some of you may have the question about the newest generation of My Little Pony, if I've seen it yet. Yes, I have seen it. I've not seen it, but I have heard about it, and I'm really excited for it because me and my wife have been really looking forward to it as well, and hopefully we can get the toddler to go ahead and watch it with us, because right now he's really interested in Blippi. B-L-I-P-P-I. See, here's the thing. He's so interested in it that anytime he's at our house, yes, we do share a split custody with a piece of crap father. Of course, I wish we had full custody of him, but when he's at our house, he just goes absolutely crazy about Blippi. He's been watching it ever since he was 1.5. I decided to, I saw it on YouTube on the TV, and I was like, this looks pretty interesting. I don't know what to expect, but, you know, this guy is like, he is the newest teacher for, you know, toddlers of this generation. He is very good at what he does. It just seems like his content has been going very sour lately compared to 4 years ago. But other than that, he still really enjoys it, even by today's standards. And, you know, his music has definitely improved. He's actually singing. I imagine he's singing by himself, because his latest music tracks there are pretty decent. But enough of that. Enough of Blippi. We're going to go ahead and stay in the equestria side of things in My Little Pony in general. Like I said, yes, I've seen the new generation of My Little Pony that's actually coming. It said spring. What, the last time I checked it, it's been a very long time since I actually checked into it, but I'm very glad to hear that they're going a whole new direction with My Little Pony. I can't wait to see the new characters. I can't wait to see just what they have in store for us. Maybe we're going to see some more interesting brony moments in the new generation of My Little Pony as well. Really looking forward to it. Now, I was kind of thinking about making this in video form, but I decided not to because uploading it to YouTube nowadays, I'm not even sure what will happen. Like, if I use, like, say, like, footage from My Little Pony, I don't know if I'll get copyright strikes because I literally have not even been on YouTube for many, many years. Like, the last video I created was about Starlight Glimmer, something to do with that. And I don't know what happened, if my channel got terminated or something like that, because I don't know, maybe I was using the wrong login information. But other than that, I'm just a little, I feel a little uneasy about using YouTube services for uploading videos because I know they are a lot more strict and they got that whole copyright law passed, which is ridiculous. Something to do with music or something like that. I've only looked into it a little bit, but that's really depressing to see. And just the whole thing about like copyright infringement that YouTube doesn't like nowadays, and you know, they want to make their money and such. I miss the old YouTube. I really do. Especially whenever it was first released. Oh my God, the nostalgia. The nostalgia is unreal for the oldest YouTube days. So upon me saying this, I know you probably might be asking yourself, well, hey, you're going to even start a YouTube channel? Are you going to even go on with that? The answer is probably not because, well, actually, more than likely not because of these whole new copyright issues with YouTube that they don't like having certain content used in anyone's video. It's sad to see YouTube go like this. You know, after YouTube, they cooperated with Google or something, and then everything just became a mess after Google. Google got a hold of YouTube, and they decided to link Google with YouTube. Unfortunately, that's whenever I was like, okay, this is the end of everything, because back then I actually wasn't a brony, and I was creating videos on YouTube with another account, which ended up getting terminated, actually. I think that was the account that got terminated. I'm actually not surprised about that because, like I said, they're just so much more strict about, oh, using certain music in videos. If you get 3 strikes, you're out. You're out of here. YouTube had so much more potential whenever Google wasn't on their side. But nowadays, it's just the nostalgia is gone. Like, the nostalgia of YouTube is completely gone whenever Google took over. So yeah, my YouTube channel. Am I going to have ideas? No. I'm not going to go ahead and create a YouTube channel. It's just a lot of work because just going by off of what I've been with and, well, like my account that I've had. I've had over 100 videos on this other account that I really don't want to tell you about because it's just a gaming channel. I wasn't too interested in it because it never really took off too well. And the whole idea around it was just bizarre, and I was just losing interest in it especially after Google took over. So it's not really worth even trying for. And especially being a stepfather, of course, that takes a lot of time trying to create YouTube videos. So it's kind of like the whole situation of, oh, do I make YouTube videos or do I have a family? You know, that type of thing, because that creates a lot of free time that I definitely do not have by today's standards. So anyways, it's nice to see that there's still a lot of dedicated people out there, a lot of dedicated bronies that really enjoy the fandom and that are still very interested in the show and what it's going to be like within this year, this coming year, with the a whole new generation that's coming. With that being said, that is going to be all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in, and we will see you in the next one.